St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Hello and welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful and warm Friday evening here in Florida, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and it's happy hour.
Yes,
it's happy.
We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What?
.com.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I am so sorry.
Jack's here. Ty isn't.
Oh, boy. Man, what a jerk. Hey, listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so. All you got to do is call 727-498-0502.
Yeah.
Or if you're shy about calling into a radio show, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. That's always a lot of fun. If you can even text us, I guess.
No,
I guess our friend.
You can't.
Well, no, not really.
No.
My friend Lori.
No, stop telling people to do that.
Well, she texts me on my phone, and it's sometimes hard to get to.
Right.
Anyway.
Too many mediums. So just call us.
Just call us. 727-498-0502.
And call your mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the studio tonight, the usual suspects minus one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
Doing great.
Have not seen or spoken to you all week.
Yeah.
Miss you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I moved out.
Yeah, you did. We're not sorry about that.
No, I mean, neither am I. Just,
you could call every once in a while.
Well, so could you. Both work both ways, bro. You know how to text.
Right. Anyway, to Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm happy it's happy hour.
Yes, I'm happy it's happy hour, and I'm happy that our weather has changed for the better.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Jack, you don't seem too thrilled about
I'm
that.
I'm hot.
Okay, well, here's the thing. All right, let me go ahead and introduce Jack.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Jack is here in the studio as well as he always is, or at least ever since, or for the last couple of months anyway.
Yeah.
Unlike our undependable
as I have
son.
Been for a while.
A while.
Yeah. Now, who's missing is Ty.
Yes.
My boy Ty Ginn is missing this evening. Apparently, he thinks that hanging out with his band is more important than doing the show.
His band.
He would like to go somewhere with his band and maybe snag a manager.
Unacceptable.
Is that what he's doing
record
this evening?
Deal.
He's trying to snag a manager?
Yeah.
Yes.
They've been talking for like 2 weeks.
Okay. I was all set to talk to him about the new singer of Deceptive Intruder, a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get a little bit more about her. Jack, do you know anything about the new young female singer?
Probably not as much as he does, but I know her name is Tiana Storm.
Tiana Ooh, Storm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think now, she's 25 years old.
How old?
25 years old.
Oh, okay.
She's older than me.
Older
no,
than
young.
You. Well, I think it's an interesting concept for a death metal band to have, first of all, a female lead singer.
Right.
And the fact that she's also black.
African-American, yeah.
She's tall.
She's tall, right. I cannot wait to see how this all goes down. Now, mm-hmm. if you go by Tommy Wright, the lead guitarist and probably captain of the band, he says basically, Tiana came in and beat out three other dudes looking for the position. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just smoked them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
And she learned, she came, was it Monday? This Monday, she came down to have her first in-person band practice.
Right.
And she had already learned multiple songs.
That's what I saw a post from Tommy Riot say on Facebook, that already had pretty much the whole catalog memorized, which that's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah, that's motivation.
Right. Yeah, well, considering their first singer.
Right.
Had all the words taped to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And written on his hand.
And after multiple shows.
Well, he was kind of a crackhead anyway.
And it's not like they hadn't practiced.
I liked Mortis. Mortis was good.
Mortis was good.
I liked Mortis, but apparently that relationship has gone south.
South. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As unfortunate as that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so here in the near future, we'll be talking more about Deceptive Intruders engagements.
Yes.
I think they have one toward the end of March.
March 24th at the Brass Mug.
All right.
Is their next engagement.
Here's a little taste. That's a little Deceptive Intruder, everybody.
Unless they line something up ahead of time.
Okay, imagine a young black girl singing that.
I hope she puts some funk on it.
I do too.
She gets those some really soul. Good low notes.
All right. I want some soul.
I can't
get
wait.
Sassy with it, sister.
I can't wait.
Oh, she will. I've seen the YouTube video.
Yeah, I've seen her with
really?
Her dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen her in action. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's shocking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So if you are a listener of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, you know that we usually start off our song. Hey, there's a phone call.
Whoa.
Already?
Right out of the gate.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Mark. It's Tam from the Rowdies.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. How about that? Hey, listen, everybody. This is Tamika, right? I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name. Is it McCandawire?
It's McCandawiri.
McCandawiri. All right.
Yes.
Well, how cool is that? Now, listen, just to give everybody a little bit of history, we met you two or three weeks ago downtown St. Petersburg at Localtopia, an event at Williams Park that they do every year down there. And we were actually leaving, and we walked by the Rowdy's tent, and there you were.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good event. We had a stall there.
Right.
Obviously, we launched the Junior Rowdy's program this year, which actually my wife is in charge of.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a great program to try and involve the kids a bit more and try and get the game of soccer a bit more out there and a bit more information to the fans and the people of St. Petersburg.
Well, speaking of that, do you find that St. Petersburg is a good soccer town? Or are there a lot of people, let's say like me, that that want to be a fan because I believe in supporting local teams, but I don't know really anything about soccer. So, I mean, in your estimation, is St. Petersburg pretty knowledgeable about soccer or more like me?
I think we it has great potential. You know, we have a great fan base at the moment, but you know, like you were saying, Mark, there's so many people out there that live in St. Pete. They live literally a stone's throw from the stadium and they haven't yet been to a Rowdy's game. So that's something that we're trying to change day by day and game by game.
Mm-hmm. Now how big of a letdown was it that you guys weren't picked up to become one of the new MLS teams?
Yeah, that's a blow. It's always going to be a blow. I think, you know, as a competitor, you know, and a professional, you always want to be in the top league, in your country. But, you know, there's still chance for us to get in there. It's still ongoing. And, you know, I think we've still got a good chance of getting in the second wave.
Right.
And, you know, we'd like to get some more fans. I think that would definitely help. More people down to watch some games.
Well, I saw that owner Bill Edwards, at first I saw a rumor that he was selling the team, and then it came out like a day or two later that said, no, I'm not selling the team. I'm basically trying to put together a group of investors to put more money in the team in hopes of getting that MLS
thing.
Designation, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's. I think he's. You know, Mr. Edwards Bill is obviously a very smart man, and he knows what he's doing. And you know, he's obviously spoken to the people at the top of who are in charge, and you know what the requirements may be to make another push. So, you know, he's trying to move things in the right direction, and you know, I'm sure he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, that will certainly be exciting if that, in fact, does come to fruition here soon.
Yes.
Wow. I know that the Rowdies have a lot of buzz in town, you know, with the Rays sort of struggling, the Bucks sort of struggling, the Lightning, they're on fire. But, wouldn't it be nice to have, you know, another championship team here in town, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think with you know, the Rays moving, we'd ideally like to, you know, take some of the local fans, not away from the Rays, but, you know, they can add us to their support group. And because obviously we'll be obviously local, then, right. You know, it'd be ideal and maybe easier for the Rays fans to, you know, turn the Rays into Rays fans into Rowdies fans. So that's obviously would be a big draw for us. And hopefully they'd find it as, you know, maybe a bit more entertaining than baseball, or, you know, something new to come and check out. And it's, you know, it's a great atmosphere at the stadium, Mark. You guys should definitely come and check it out.
Well, I definitely want to do that. Now you say that the watching a soccer game is more entertaining than a baseball game, and there's nothing slower than a baseball game. But Tam, I do have to say this to you. I've always had a hard time watching soccer, and I think it's because I don't really understand the game. I don't understand
what the
strategy is, because it seems to me, now tell me if I'm wrong, are you guys intentionally not trying to score?
Well, you're terrible.
Is that some sort of strategy?
Well, it's not our strategy, but it might be some teams that we play might be their strategy to stop us scoring. You know, as in, you know, it's not usual in American sports to have a tie.
Right.
So, you know, in soccer, you win, you get 3 points. You lose, you get 0 points. And if you tie, you get 1 point. So when you go on the road,
yeah,
you know, away from home, uh-huh, a tie is seen as, you know, it's not seen as a bad result. It's seen as, you know, we'll take a point on the road. So, you know, what happens is teams maybe come to Al Lang Stadium, and because Rowdies are a big team and, mm-hmm, you know, we're a good team, they may be happy to settle for a point, for a tie.
I see what you're saying.
That can occasionally happen. But no, in the answer to your question, we are not intentionally trying not to score. You know, we want to win every game. You know, we want to play,
yeah,
exciting. You know, exciting.
Well, that's the American way, to try to win every game.
Yeah, well, you know, we're certainly trying to do that. It may not happen every week, but that is the. I can assure you that is the plan.
The times that I've attempted to watch a soccer, it's a soccer match, correct? The times that I've attempted to watch, it's like, okay, the team I'm rooting for has the ball, and now why did you kick it all the way down to the other end of the field? You had the ball. Yeah. What are you doing? It amazes me.
It's, you know, it is a very, you know, at times a very strategic game and, mm-hmm, a tactical game. So some teams will play, they like to keep the ball, so they'll have a lot of possession and they'll, you know, play from a goalkeeper, you know, the goalkeeper or goaltender,
right,
all the way through the lines up to the front guy and then work it all the way back and try and, you know, you know, the best form of defense is, you know, having the ball, because, you know, the opposition can't hurt you. So
right.
They'll have a heavy possession game and then try and wait for the perfect opportunity. And other teams, you know, they're more, have more blood and guts, and they'll pump it long and, you know, be challenging and fighting for balls. And it's more of a faster paced game. So
sure,
every team has their own kind of individual, you know, ethos, sort of okay. strategy to try and win games. So depending on who you're watching, can definitely affect your experience of a soccer match.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, I've always had this question in my mind, and I wanted to ask you. Now, you've obviously heard of soccer hooligans.
Yes.
And I have always thought that, okay, you drink a bunch of beer, you go to a soccer match, nobody's scoring, so I might as well beat the hell out of you.
Dope.
Is that what happens?
Well, you know, nowadays it's not so prevalent in football, in soccer. But back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s, it was huge. You know, teams
right.
That have, you know, their own hooligans. They're actually called firms.
Okay.
And what would happen is, you know, the firms would contact each other and say, you know, let's meet on before the game at, you know, 11 o'clock. Outside this pub, or, you know, under this bridge, and, you know, we'll have a right go, we'll have a fight. And that's what used to happen.
Wow.
And yeah, I actually used to play in England for one of the teams, which one of the most notorious firms, which was Millwall.
Okay.
A team called Millwall in South London. And they have a very checkered history. We'll just call it that. it's been kind of stamped out a little bit because of more heavy policing, but it has been a huge part of the game. And I think you know, now seeing the game over here compared to England, it's much more of a family oriented sport, and you know, you wouldn't have to worry about that now.
Okay.
Definitely not over here. So it was part of the game. It certainly in Europe still exists, but over here, I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't have to worry about that. You'd be pretty safe coming to the rowdies.
Okay, cool. So when does the next season start?
So currently we're in preseason. So we have a game tomorrow against an MLS side, against the Union, Philadelphia Union at the stadium.
Okay.
There's actually two games. There's a game at, I think, 4 o'clock, and then our game, Rowdies against Philadelphia, at 7:30.
Nice.
So that's a good one to catch some top flight teams from the MLS.
Uh-huh.
And then the home opener is on March 24th at 7:30 p.m. Versus Bethlehem Steel.
Okay.
So that for me, that's, you know, for any new fans who haven't been, you know, that's a great one to go to, because it's the first game. There's a whole load of, you know, a buzz around the stadium. There's loads of excitement. And, you know, we generally get a full house for that one. So, you know, if I was to say to any people who are thinking of going, obviously check out the preseason schedule, you know, maybe tomorrow. But the home opener is, I think, one of the best games to go to. That'll give you a good taster of, you know, what, you know, things to come throughout the season.
What was that date again for the home opener?
That is March 24th, Saturday, March 24th.
Okay. All right. Excellent. I have not been to a game. None of us have. None of us here in the studio have. But I am going to, I'm going to promise you, we're coming. We're coming this year.
Yes, we'll definitely.
It's going to make a big difference for me, especially now that I know somebody on the team.
Right.
Yeah. How about this? I'll you let me know how many tickets you need for the home opener, and I'll leave them for you. So just so you can get the experience, you don't have to pay for the tickets. I'll got you guys, and I'm convinced you'll have a good time. That I'll comp your tickets for the home opener.
I mean, should we carry like some sort of like a big poster board with like your name on it, or, you know, like go Tim, you know, that kind of thing? Let's do it. Are you going to promise us a goal or anything like that if we come to the game?
We'll all wear the number 17. Yeah, how's that?
Right.
Well, I can't. Well, I'm a defender, so I can't promise you a goal.
But do you try?
I'll leave that up to you guys. If you want to come with a big sign, then you know that's up to you guys.
Well, and I think one of the things that will help soccer in the city is getting to know the players. And you coming on our show is just fantastic. And it does make a difference when the fans get to know a little bit about the players. It really, I'm excited.
Well, you got to be feeling pretty lucky right now. You came on this show, and we have now introduced you to all three of our listeners.
Right.
So that's good. That's good for you. Anyway, Tam, listen, I don't want to hold you up. I can't even believe that we're having this conversation, and I certainly do appreciate it. And if we can do this again in the future, I would really, really love that.
Yeah, that sounds great. I just want to obviously, say thank you for first of all having me on the show and, obviously introducing yourselves at Localtopia.
Yeah.
And, I'd love that. Absolutely love that to come on again. Chat about soccer and whatever you guys like.
Okay, so I don't know if you meant to, but you gave me your phone number. So what if I just call you from time to time?
Be homies.
Can we get together and have a beer?
Yeah, right.
Or do you not do that during the season?
Right.
Do we have to wait for off season to hang out with you at a local pub?
Right.
Let's take it slow first. How about we take it a little bit first, and then we work up to the cause, and we can take it from there.
Okay. All right, Tam. Man.
Thank
All right, everybody.
You.
Again, this was Tamika McCandawiri, number 17 on your St. Pete Rowdies, Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Yes. Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Yep. You can see Tam play the home opener Saturday, March 24th down at Al Lang Stadium. Looking forward to that. Or you can go this weekend and see a preseason game.
Yes. Great. Fantastic.
All right, Tam. Listen, buddy, I certainly do appreciate it. And I will... I'll email you.
Or call.
Okay. No, feel free to call me. Let me know about the tickets. I sincerely mean that. I'm not just saying that. Let me know. And I look forward to seeing you guys at a game.
Fabulous.
At the home opener.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
And go Rowdies.
All right, go Rowdies. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Go Rowdies. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So cool.
Awesome.
That was cool.
We're famous.
Cool. No, we're not famous. Well, he's famous.
He's famous.
Just one step closer for us.
Right. Oh, he's awesome.
I don't like his hesitation when I ask if I could call him.
and hang out downtown at the local pub. It's a little stalker-ish,
a little stalker-ish.
Like you said, we'll take it slow.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
I know the accent is really alluring. But
it is. Like I got a crush on him or something.
Right.
Well, I mean, British accents. You know,
I mean,
they
how
do
could
that
you
to
not?
You.
Right.
You know, I heard something on the radio, I think it was last week, and they were talking about the sexiest accents in the world.
Oh, yes, the British accent.
Yeah, British accent.
Most definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. And I thought it was very interesting that his wife is involved in the junior Rowdies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
That's fantastic. If the kids were smaller, we might look into getting them involved in that.
In the junior Rowdies.
Yes.
I played soccer when I was a kid.
Right.
So
Hannah played soccer.
Yeah,
how much cooler would it have been, though, to be a junior Rowdy?
Yeah.
Right. Sporting the green and yellow?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that was fun.
That was fantastic.
Hopefully we
thank
can do
you,
that.
Tam.
Yeah, thank you, Tam.
And go Rowdies.
We can do that again. McCandawiri.
McCandawiri.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's not McCandawiri during the game. Hey, Coach, I'm McCandawiri.
I'm McCandawiri myself.
It just doesn't sound right when you say it. It sounds so much better when he says it.
Yeah.
With my ugly American accent.
With your ugly American accent.
Oh, shame.
Yes. Anyway, what a great guy.
What were we talking about before Tam called in?
I don't know. Nothing. And I'm so, like, awestruck that maybe we should take a quick break.
All right. Well, we can do that. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we'll try to regroup.
Right.
And get flustered. Back into the rest
I
of the show.
I got to fan myself or something.
Smooth. That accent goes a long way.
Yes, it does. And he's adorable. I mean, we met him.
Did you see the picture? Did
yes.
anybody see the picture?
No, I didn't.
I got it right here by my You're computer. So
yeah, he's Aww. Got it posted.
Is it framed?
It's right in your wallet.
Yeah, right. Oh, that'll be next.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We usually talk to professional soccer players every Friday night, so tune in.
Our new best friend.
The norm.
Yeah. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Everybody, we are back. That's Backdoor Man by who? The Doors.
The Doors.
I'm playing a little bit of rock and roll this evening. I was a little bit
I was
disappointed in my musical picks last week. What a walk like a man.
You were all over the board last
Frankie
week.
Frankie Valli.
You were
four
a little
seasons?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Frank Sinatra?
Were you high?
Yeah.
Must have been high. No, I wasn't. Was not high. Anyway, so like I said, that's Backdoor Man by Jim Morrison in The Doors. Now, before the show, I was talking to Jack, and Jack told me that he and Ty went to go see the new movie Black Panther.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So Black Panther has pretty much taken America by storm. You can't listen to any kind of radio and not hear something about it. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to have an opinion, whether it's a great movie. That's pretty much what I've heard, is that it's a great movie.
It's great.
But then some people are like, yeah, but the racial overtones, it's like, you know, what are they? Are they trying too hard, you know, to put the black message? I I've heard all kinds of things that are ridiculous.
I think it's great to see African Americans in good, respectable roles.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And the movie itself was great and had a lot of stressful and kind of deep conflict and message.
Now, were you aware of the Black Panther character before the movie?
A little bit. Not like years before, because he's a comic book character.
Right.
But, a little before, maybe a year or two.
Now, you've seen, because I know Ty drags you to all those superhero movies.
Which I love. They're inspiring.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's, all right. Good answer.
Good answer. Very supportive. Yeah.
How did this one stack up to the other ones?
This one, definitely, I think it had more emotional content.
Okay.
Oh.
It didn't have a lot of it toned down the humor a little bit. It wasn't all about action. There is for example, their community has been hidden forever because they have all of these resources and great technology.
Well, isn't he like the king of a country or something like that?
He is now.
Oh, he is now.
Yeah. Wakanda.
Oh, Wakanda.
Yes.
Oh.
They're doing that to protect themselves and their resources so they are not attacked. They can keep their people safe. But one of the opposing views in the movie is, shouldn't we be using our resources to help people? But the problem with that is, once you open up, people come in, attack you, try to take your resources.
Sure. Yeah.
And you can't help anybody if your own people are suffering and the wrong people can get a hold of your resources and use them for bad.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that in the movie, the back and forth, trying to figure out what the answer is.
Well,
the best way to.
I mean, that would be a definite fear of mine, is letting Americans over to Wakanda.
Yes.
I was afraid when they opened the borders to Cuba. I thought for sure that we would go over there and destroy it. And right. I can't really believe that we haven't already.
You know, no, it's a work in progress, I'm sure.
Anyway, so this movie, it's made all kinds of money already. I don't know that it's broken any records, but it is making tons of money every weekend. Mm-hmm. So
I do think it broke a record for something.
Oh, did it?
I'm not sure what. But
I'm not sure. If you know and you want to give us a call, 727-498-0502.
Yeah.
I want to see it. Do you think I would like it?
Yes. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I like soup. Would Dad like it?
I think he should.
Okay.
I mean,
you know, because he's not really into the superhero thing.
Right.
Or Star Wars. Or.
I'm sorry I messed up your Black Panther party.
But, I mean, like, you should really be able to see past the superhero. I mean, you're seeing people do amazing things.
All right.
You know?
And
protecting
and,
people.
And that. There's more to it than.
Than just beating up bad guys.
Yeah, okay.
As far as like all the techno stuff, is it, you know, is it really crazy as far as, I mean, are there big like fight scenes? Are there big, you know, like some of these other superhero movies with all the special effects and stuff like that? Is it like that? Or less than?
It's, you know, there's definitely big fight scenes every now and then. But I don't think it's anything too crazy. Like if you think about technology that's superior to what we have now, you can just imagine what that could be. Because every point in time, there's always something that's going to be better eventually. Just because it's not here now doesn't mean it is completely ridiculous and outlandish. But one of the fight scenes that I really liked is they have female warriors as well as male warriors, and they kick ass.
Oh. Nice. Well, of course they do.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Bitches be bitches.
Right. You in the way.
You in the way, man. Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Do you Snapchat?
I do. That's what I was just doing when you were looking at me weird.
Didn't they just change a bunch of things on the app?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't like it.
From what I understand, that's what I've heard, is that not a lot of people like it.
It's weird.
Did you hear what happened yesterday?
No.
Do you know who Kylie Jenner is, right?
Yeah.
She's of the Kardashians?
Right.
Okay, so apparently the Kardashians are famous for God only knows what.
Right.
But little Kylie Jenner apparently has like 24 million followers on social media.
Yeah.
That's a ton.
Yeah.
Okay. So yesterday, she decides to send out a tweet saying, I don't even open my Snapchat app anymore.
Yeah.
And when that happened, okay, the market price or the market value of Snapchat went down $1.3
billion. Oh, really?
Yes.
So talk about power of celebrity.
Yeah.
If you can even call it celebrity. What is she famous for? She's famous for just being part of the family.
Right.
I mean, she's almost as famous for having a dad who's...
Transgender.
You know. I mean, it's... I don't know. It just boggles my mind. Yep. So... It says Snapchat's market value sank as much as 7.2%, wiping out $1.3 billion in market value.
But that was only 7%?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Snapchat's big.
I mean, when you say $1.3 billion, mm-hmm. that's enormous.
That's huge.
And then you follow it with, they lost 7%.
I don't know anything about Snapchat. I mean, what's the big draw to Snapchat?
I don't know. You can send your friends like quick pictures.
Isn't it one of those the site that you can send a picture and then it disappears?
That's an option. Yeah, it either disappears forever or you can set it to where they can view it for a certain amount of time. And then
because I hear a lot of people saying they get a bunch of like nude pictures and stuff like that, but then when they go back to look at them, they're already gone.
Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah, most of the time,
I don't know anybody that knows.
Most of the
like
time,
that.
You can only, if somebody sends you a message, you can only open it once.
Okay.
So if they send you a picture, you can only open it once. Well, and if you try to screenshot it on your phone, it notifies the person who sent it to you that they screenshotted it.
Well, why do you like it so much? Is it because of all the filters?
Yeah.
I hear the filters because you can change your face.
Yeah.
I heard something.
That's what I was just doing. I was taking pictures.
What, were you making yourself look like a deer or something?
Yeah, I was.
A deer? Yeah,
I was a teddy bear, actually. me and Einstein, actually.
Because
it changes his face if I do it at the right angle.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
With his tongue all out. It's cute.
Can you get Frank Zappa?
His face is too small.
Yeah.
Einstein's perfect.
I've heard now that there are people... that are so crazy about these filters that they are now going to plastic surgeons trying to have like their eyes made big and round like
Jesus.
That. And, you know,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
We're getting as bad as Japan now.
Yeah, worse right. Now. Just take a picture. Like, just take the picture with the filter. Whatever.
I wish somebody would just bomb us already.
Oh, would you stop? It's happy hour.
Right.
You're bringing us down, right? Man. Don't harsh the mellow.
Right. We're having a good time over here.
Yeah.
God.
We're having some
drink
fun.
Another beer.
Right.
Right. So, you know, last week I, hold on.
Okay.
I had to squat for a second.
That sounds... like too much information.
Well, we'll talk about some squatting a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
That has absolutely nothing to do with the squatting I just did.
Okay.
You know, last week, if you're a listener, you heard me say that my dad, during a phone conversation, asked me to write down three things that I don't like about him.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was a couple of weeks ago.
Was it a couple of weeks
ago? Yeah, what we discussed it at length last week.
Right. And basically, I refuse to do it. I'm not going to be any part of that. It's just a trap.
Right.
It's obviously a trap.
I have something that I need to show you after the show. It's a Key and Peele skit that reminded me exactly of that conversation.
Okay. All right. Where do you see that? Funny. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
My dad is constantly telling me, you got to go to YouTube and check this out. And look, We don't have Wi-Fi here in the house, so everything we do is by the hotspot. And after, you know, our hotspot renews at the beginning of the month, and, you know, 3 days in, we're already back to not having high speed. You know what I mean? So it's me going to YouTube would be just ridiculous. I can't stand buffering. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so going back to Dad. So that's a little crazy, him, you know, asking me to write down three things that I don't like about him, right? Now, the last time I talked to him on the phone, before today, he says to me, "Did you write your letter?" And I'm like, "What letter?"
Letter. What?
Right. Now, we all know that they had the big school shooting down in Parkland, Florida last week. Right.
Yes.
So now he's asking me if I wrote my letter to both Governor Scott and to Senator Marco Rubio. Basically, letters saying that I'm not happy with the way that they are
handling,
you know, gun control and things like that. Then he proceeds to tell me that he wrote a letter to each one of them and said in both letters that we are coming for you.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. You cannot say that to a public official.
Right.
You're going to have people kicking in your door before the night's over.
Delete my phone number before the FBI goes through your phone.
So it's like we determined after the first conversation I had with him about are you going to, you know, write these three things down that you don't like about me, that he's on drugs.
Right.
He went to a neurologist and they prescribed a barbiturate that he claims is making him say things that he wouldn't normally say.
Right. Right. Well, and apparently that's affecting his writing as well.
So do you think that that will be a good excuse when the guys in black suits barge through bust through his door and snatch him up? He can go, "Hey, I went to a neurologist.
I'm on barbiturates."
I'm taking barbiturates.
Maybe once they take him to trial, yeah, that might be part of his defense.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you saw how the shooter's warning signs were handled.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They might just totally blow over him.
Yeah, they may miss it completely. May miss it completely.
And then what I like in his letter is it's like, "We're coming for you." It's like, "Oh, who's we?
Who's we?"
Yeah. What we is this? I'm not part of this we.
Yeah. Don't include me.
Listen, FBI, if you're listening to this show.
Yeah, we are not part of the we.
I'm not part of the we. I'm not the mouse in the pocket.
Right.
I am not part of that we. I am not coming for anybody.
Right. Well, what I think is interesting, and at first I didn't understand. Well, I did understand his letter, but I didn't understand it fully.
Okay.
The soapbox, if you will. But in doing a little bit of research, there used to be a federal assault weapon ban in this country.
That's what I thought.
It lapsed in 2004.
Okay.
Which would be under the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, when it lapsed, seven states and the District of Columbia still have a continuing ban on such firearms.
Okay.
So the banning assault weapons on a state level is not this pie in the sky dream.
Are those seven states... states that have legalized recreational marijuana by any chance?
You know, I don't know. I do not have the list of seven states.
Smoke the pot. Don't shoot up the school.
Right. Exactly. Mellow out.
Yeah, yeah, man.
But this one article that I pulled up, you know, where it talks about kids, and in Florida, it's 18.
Yeah.
To be able to buy an assault rifle.
Ridiculous.
There are some states
that
you can buy them as young as 14.
Oh, what? See, that's, look, I would like to know what your reasoning is to have one of these weapons, first of all. Unless you are a mercenary or a murderer, Why do you need it?
Right. I mean, I get hunting rifles and, yeah. and things like that, but the assault weapons
are unnecessary.
Are unnecessary.
And especially for a 14-year-old or an 18-year-old, even a 21-year-old.
Right. And this article is, it just compares. You can buy an assault rifle at 18.
But you can't buy a handgun until you're 21.
Can't buy a handgun until you're 21.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And you can't buy a beer until you're 21.
Right.
You know, so there's we've got some wonky laws going on.
As far as the beer point goes, even though, like, just speaking strictly on law, not addressing the fact that people drink anyway underage, is that... It kind of sounds like if I can't ingest a substance that will impair my judgment, I should be able to use a weapon. Like it shouldn't be that, you know, if I can buy a gun, I should be able to have something that will impair my judgment right now.
Well,
it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well,
that you
I
can
would like to if they do change if they change
legally.
The
well,
age...
and I'm not saying any gun. I'm saying an AR-15, an assault
right.
weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you need that?
Why yeah, you don't need that.
You don't need that.
I don't think you should be able to buy an AR-15 until you're like 75.
Ever? Why do you need that?
Right. Well, and
what
here's
are you doing with
here
that?
Was the other striking thing, and I'm not sure how to
oh,
phrase
God, Dad's
this.
75.
Oh, good.
That's the next thing.
He doesn't need an AR.
No.
There are 5 million. As of 2016, there were 5 million AR-15, and I'm not sure if they were gun owners or 5 million guns in private possession, meaning
why?
Like a single person could own 2 or 3
oh, I'm sure.
of said
I'm sure.
5 million.
I have heard people say that they have a gun collection, like 50 guns.
Oh, yeah.
To
why?
Me, if you've got that many guns, you need to be looked at. You're starting your own, like, militia.
Right.
Right. Right.
You can say you're a collector
you
all you want.
A
but
gun museum.
That's, it's weird that you've got that many guns.
Yeah, I would agree. And I also saw a statistic that I may not have been in this particular article. 3% of the people own the majority of the guns.
So what's
so
that?
So of like all the American gun owners,
yeah.
3% of them own an AR-15.
So what's that work out to be like? Well, one in every...
It's 5 million guns.
Well, what I was saying is, you know, if let's say they were to ban guns, it's not going to do any good. There's so many out there now. If you want to do something horrific...
You're going
to
do it.
And you need a gun, you can get a gun.
Right.
It's not like you just can't go next door to your neighbor, break in their house, and get their gun.
Right.
You know, we don't have guns, but just about everybody else does.
All outlawing that does is allowing the criminals to have a leg up on everybody else.
Because, yeah.
I mean, just look at drugs. Drugs are illegal. Yep. So many people still do them.
Right, yep. Right. You know, so, but my point, and especially as just a jumping off point, is let's do something about an 18-year-old being able to walk into a gun store and legally buy an assault weapon.
An 18-year-old... who had the police come to his house 39 times from 2010.
Right. Right. How did he pass the background check?
Right.
What did they look for?
Oh, well, supposedly he got the gun legally. They did a background check, but they're obviously not looking at the right things. They're
exactly.
not asking the right questions. They're not digging deep enough.
Was he charged with anything?
And see, that's
that might be it.
That's a question. And
no, but if the police come to your house 5 times, you're an asshole. There's something wrong with you.
I mean,
truly,
that should be picked up on a background check and taken into account. But it probably isn't. Is my point
right?
Right.
So unless you're charged with something, they're probably not going to find anything.
And even if you're charged with something. And you're under the age of 18, those records are sealed. So you walk in on your 18th birthday, your
right.
background check is clear.
Well, Well, here's the story.
No matter what you did.
I was talking to Jack before the show, and I said, I just heard it right before I got out of the car. Apparently, a kid in Pasco County was arrested today for taking an AR-15 to school. He didn't take it in the school. It was in his truck in the parking lot, but he had the AR-15 and a bunch of rounds. But it turns out they didn't put the school on lockdown or anything like that. It turns out, well, this is a pretty good kid. He's never done anything wrong. They did arrest him, and they are going to expel him. And the radio show I was listening to, they were all thinking, well, should he be expelled? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, yes. Why would you bring that to school?
If a week after a massacre, a school shooting, you are so dumb that you're going to bring an AR-15 to a school, anywhere near a school, if you're going to go on social media and brag about having this gun, you're an idiot.
Right.
You need to be locked up. Truly. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's and my thought of, you know, I always look for the silver lining. I try not to make everybody the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe he did it out of fear. I don't think there's a school in the country.
No, he said he bought the gun for hog hunting.
But why did he have it in his truck? And especially since the reports have come out that the resource officer didn't go in, didn't, you know,
we're gonna
respond
talk about
properly.
Yeah.
Maybe he felt like if anything did go down,
I'll be the hero.
Yeah, I'll be able to save lives.
If he manages to get to his car.
Right.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I always look for some positive thing.
Anyway, getting back to Dad, I asked him on the phone. I said, I'm actually surprised to hear from you. I'm surprised you're not incarcerated.
Right, they haven't shown up yet.
He says, no, I'm not incarcerated yet. He says, but I think I'm being tailed.
Oh.
Which made me think of Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Driving around town in that big Cadillac. Staring at the sky with the helicopters, you know.
So did he email these letters?
I don't know what he did.
You know, because if he snail mailed them.
Yeah, maybe they haven't gotten them yet.
Maybe they haven't gotten them yet. But if he emailed them, right, then yeah, he probably is being tailed.
Does he keep like looking over his shoulder?
Well, and now that he's, you know, and with the barbiturates, right, his mind is going in all these different places anyway.
Yeah, right. He's freaking himself out.
Is he being tailed by a Prius or is he being tailed by, you know, a Cadillac SUV? Are there helicopters?
Right. Yeah.
Is it the aliens?
Is he even being tailed?
Is he even being tailed at
is
all?
Is he even driving?
Does
is
that guy have a wire?
Has he left the house?
Yeah. Is it some hot chick in a bikini who's just checking him out? Right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Oh, the possibilities are endless.
How much time do we have?
Three
minutes. Well, let me quickly say that two of my very best friends, Paul and Jenny Hunley, are coming to town next Friday. And
that's next week already.
Yeah, next Friday. And Paul and Jenny, you're going to have some beautiful weather.
Yeah.
I heard Paul Delgado on Fox 13 basically say, if you're looking for any cool weather, forget about it.
Forget about
it. It's never going to be cool in Florida again. What is that? Is that our phone?
No. It's you.
No.
It's somebody.
Who is it?
I don't know. Scam likely.
Nice. Telling them to piss off.
Piss off.
Piss off.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Paul and Jenny are coming next week. They'll be here from the 2nd to the 10th, and I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have them on the show.
On the ninth.
So that'll
I think
be fun.
Is the plan.
Yeah, they did the show with us one other time, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're actually going to take a couple of days off work
enjoy. I'm actually taking Wednesday through Friday off.
Enjoy our company and act like tourists a little bit ourselves.
Act like
for
tourists.
A change.
Yep. All right. So are we ready to take a break?
Yeah. I mean, we can. It's early. How long is the song?
Like 4-something.
Okay, well, yeah, we could, or you could start wrapping it up. It takes a while.
Why don't we mention that we listened last night to P.W. Fenton's show, and it was kind of like a triple threat. It was Digital Flotsam, Perfect Head, and I can't figure out what the last part of it was, but it was fantastic. PW here on RadioSt.Pete.com is very talented. You can always catch him Monday evenings on the Spike on the Mic show from 7 to 8 p.m.
Live.
But then now he's doing this Perfect Head and Digital Flotsam, and he's a great storyteller.
He is.
So last night you heard some great stories, followed up by some really great music. So check him out. And that was a Thursday evenings. From what?
Seven to nine. And he does that show live as well.
Right.
But yeah, now we need to wrap up.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. You have endured our first hour this Woo! Friday evening.
Good job, everybody.
We got a call, and it was a good call. If you want to call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, well, we'll get into the rest of the show. See?
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
All right, so I've been thinking about doing these flowers on my arm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
With the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She